Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone over there from the Oak Tree in Anita. Bob Everhart with us this morning. Got a fun performance coming up, a good weekend coming up here pretty quick. Bob, how you been?
Well, doing pretty good. You know, we were gone for the winter, but we're all peaked out now to have a nice time with Spring Fest. Are you going to come over and yodel? I don't remember if you said you were or not.
Well, if you kick me in the right place, I'll yodel for you. How's that sound?
Where did that come from? Are you doing okay at KJAN?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cool.
Did you have a good trip this winter then? Did you get a chance to do some performing?
A little bit. We, I had a few health problems, and that comes with aging, I guess. We had a nice winter, and we're glad to be back in our little village of Anita next to a grand metropolitan Atlantic Island. And that reminds me, Jim, we got to get more Atlantic people over to the Oak Tree Opry for Spring Fest.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of good reasons for folks to come over coming up the weekend of April 28th, 29th, and 30th. You got some strong performers coming.
I can't believe it. It's like, you know, Sheila and I are in old-time music. We work for the Smithsonian Institution, and that doesn't do much for us, but it gets us to people who are very important to I don't know, I'm going to just say Upper Midwest, or at least Iowa, old-time rural music. And, man, it's very hard to find anymore. It's like, you know, it's like here, but it's not very much elsewhere. And one of the guys that's going to come over here he's going to be here all weekend, April 28, 29, 30. His name is Red Johnson, and he lives up in Minnesota. But he's been writing songs. He's about, I think he's 80 years old. He's been writing songs since he was about 15. And over the years, he has amassed a huge number of compositions and songs, all written in a traditional classic country music style. And then he hooked up with a music placement service in Arizona. And believe it or not, this guy has been writing songs for this placement service. His first one was in NCIS. That's probably the most popular television show on TV. NCIS is a kind of a Navy crime thing, but in that show, one of his songs was featured, and now they just placed 17, whatever that is, and this guy's going to be here all weekend, along with Bob Duff from California, who grew up here in Anita, moved out to California, became interested in real estate, title insurance, all that goes with it. He became very wealthy. He's coming back to be part of our program because he wants to come back where he was a kid, and he used to work in the projection booth of the old theater, which we occupy. So it's and about 23 or 24 other really nice performers from all over. So, you know, if you come over and yodel, we'll find room for you, but it might be difficult.
You know, I it's always interesting. I've been over to a few shows over the years, and it's always interesting to me because you can go out and find plenty of artists who do what they do for the money.
That's what this is all about. And, you know, none of them get paid. We have to get some brickwork done on the theater, and we got a little paint peeling on the front. We're going to get that all taken care of. And that's what they're doing this for. They say, well, you know, this is a little performance center. It's not very big, but it's just right for what we like to do. So, you know, the sound is real good, and it's just a very pleasant atmosphere, and the old music fits it really well. So we're really looking forward to having a nice time, and we just invite everybody to come over. Sunday's going to be a very special gospel, old-timey gospel thing, and we just sent postcards to all of our churches in our area. You know, come and see us. You know, come and put it in your bulletin. Come see us and listen to some real old-timey gospel. You know, gospel music changes all the time. Today's modern gospel music is very, very good. And harmony singing is very, very good. But the old-time stuff is also very good. And our grandmas and grandpas will remember it. Even their children will remember it. So it's a full weekend. My gosh, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday morning at around 11 in the morning. And it'll go probably to 2 or 3 o'clock just with old-time gospel. So it's going to be a really, really nice weekend for us. We're really looking forward to it. So you come on over too, Jim. We would appreciate you doing a little MC work.
Well, you've got plenty of other folks that are going to be performing as well, right?
Oh, there's a ton of them. There's like Lee Muller from Kansas. He's a kind of a very selective guitarist. There's another guy by the name of Don Deemer from Colorado. He's got a big white beard, and he lives in a cabin out in the Rocky Mountains with hardly a road to get to it. He's sort of like a hermit, but he has this incredible ability to do old-time songs that's remarkable. You know, it's kind of fun to watch him do that. And our little girl from China, Emma Hayen, she's got a beautiful voice. She just won something audition for The Voice, the Minnesota people, the Red Johnson's coming down, but Janine Sherry is coming down too. She's Miss Minnesota Senior, and oh man, it's just loaded. So we need to get together and have a good time, and we sure will. I need to find the program, tell you who else is going to be on here.
Well, there's so many people, it's hard to keep track of all this.
Oh, I forgot Clarence Hayden. He was down in the Rio Grande Valley for a long time, and he had a dance band down there, but he's a sort of a baritone singer of a more classic country style. And we also got Fred's Cajun Band, and there's going to be polka music on Saturday afternoon. Can you do a polka? Can you dance?
Well, I suppose moving is dancing in one way or another, but it may not be pretty.
Could you explain that? It wouldn't be pretty.
See, I got into radio, Bob, because I can't do all of those things we talk about on the radio.
Well, I think you're probably one of our best radio people in this entire area. So, tell me one thing, Jim. What do you like best about radio? What do you enjoy best about being in radio?
Meeting people.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's always about the people. You know, it's always fun, and that's probably a lot of what you guys enjoy, and what you do too is getting a chance to be there and meet with the people.
Yeah, that's exact. I did the same thing when I was in college in Omaha at University of Omaha. I took an evening job on WW Radio, and I really enjoyed it because you get to meet a lot of people just because you're a communicator. You're a communicator, and I found it really enjoyable. How long have you been doing this now? It's quite a while.
Been about 30 years.
Is it really? Golly. Yeah.
Been a while now.
Did you start as a disc jockey?
trying to remember. I did a little bit of everything. I was one of those, you know, when you first start out, how you do a little of this, a little of that, and make sure the garbage cans are clean.
That sounds like my job. It is. I enjoy it, too. You've stuck with KJN over the years, and I really appreciate that. And I know people listening right now say, yeah, Jim Field. I remember Jim. He's been there for a long time. And you're a great station, so I really appreciate you letting us talk about what our little efforts are over here, and that makes it fun for us, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about the Oak Tree, but across the street, you've got the Pioneer Music Museum.
Yeah, and that's part of our fundraising, too. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. You know, my wife, Sheila, and I, we volunteer to do these things, but someday we're going to find a way to get people off the interstate to come down and see the museum and Jesse James robbery site and all the stuff that's available here, like a beautiful Lake Anita State Park. And the park here is really nice this year. I'm looking out my back window right now from my little office, and we have apple trees back there. There are so many blossoms on it right now, I don't think there could all possibly be apples. There's so many of them. And Anita's getting all tore up right now. The roads are getting repaved, but I think it's going to be ready to go by the time we do Spring Fest. So we're going to have a good time.
You bet. That's progress.
Yeah,
now,
it is.
Again, Bob, give us the times on those shows again.
Let's see. Friday night, April the 28th, it starts at 7 p.m. And then Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. we have a matinee. Lots of really interesting. It's kind of a mixed-up music review. And then Saturday night at 7 p.m. we do it again. And then Sunday at 11 in the morning we'll go till, 3, 4 o'clock just to have fun.
Very good. And tickets?
If you walk in, it's $7, but we're already getting quite a lot of reservations. So if you're going to drive any distance at all, I would sure recommend to anyone listening that call up and make a reservation so you make sure you have a seat. And that's easy, 712-762-4363. So I know that's hard to get a number down, but you'll find us. Just go call the Oak Tree, and we'll take care of it.
Excellent. All right. All that going on at the Oak Tree over there in Anita coming up on the 28th, 29th, 30th. Don't miss out. A lot of fun. It's kind of the start of the season.
It is. It's our first show. Dale Liker's going to be on in May sometime. Forgot the date, but he sells out completely. You know, it's not a big theater. It's very comfortable. It's very down home. And if you've never been to the Oak Tree in Anita, It's one of the very few venues that deals with old-timey music and family fun. And it's one of the very few in Iowa, maybe even the Upper Midwest, that cater to that particular kind of older music, you know. And so if you come over and yodel, I know you won't get booed.
Well, you know, we always talk about that, like in Branson. Branson, Missouri wasn't built on big theaters. It was built on small, cozy theaters, and that's the kind of atmosphere.
Exactly the same thing.
You bet.
Yeah, it was. It started out with just old-time music and mountain music, to be more specific, and fiddle music, and that's really disappearing now. It's really hard to find good old-timey fiddling, but we keep trying, and so when you learn how to play the fiddle, Jim, we'll have a place for you.
Fiddling around over there at the Oak Tree. Very good.
You bet.
All right,
thanks
Bob.
So much for letting me talk.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Good luck with that.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.